Now we're at John 14, 15. We're receiving word to produce healthy relationships, mm-hmm. prosperity, and health. And I said Wednesday night that sometimes we think that the Holy Spirit is just like what we're just watching and what we've had this morning, just where he moves, he heals, the gifts of the spirit flows, you sense his presence, you get glory. Those things are wonderful. They're all good. But Holy Spirit does so much more than that. You know, he's a genius, and if you'll just listen to him, he'll make you smart. So we touched several areas. We talked about him. He's the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the advocate, the intercessor, the strengther, and he's the standby. Holy Spirit is an advocate, and he has excellence in three areas: exceptional knowledge, expertise in protocol and procedure, and persuasive speaking ability. Exceptional knowledge, expertise in protocol and procedure, and persuasive speaking ability. Think about the hands of surgeons. If they are experts in protocol and procedure, that's a great thing. That's a great thing for people who work in with machinery. Amen. So I was raised with in utilities. My family did utilities. And so we put in lots of water lines and sewer lines and things like that for around the city of San Marcos, over in New Braunfels, down to Seguin, that area. And one of the things I knew is, y'all know what a backhoe is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you can be good at it or not be good at it. And when you're good at it, boy, you can, and we use John Deere tractors, so it wasn't all the deals, levers, you just did this, and you could dig. And my brother-in-law, who ran the company, he really loved it when someone knew how to do it well, because you could move along. Mm-hmm. So being good at a procedure, mm-hmm. being good at understanding how to do something, doesn't have to be a doctor, it can be putting in utilities, which is a lucrative, amen. And or whatever it is you do, from cooking to cleaning to whatever it is, Holy Spirit can actually help you with these things. So, and then he's the advocate, he's a legal defense, and he's never lost a case if the client will listen to him. The client has to listen. He is the first responder. He's not afraid of any kind of mess. He'll get in it. I know we have folks here, retired firemen, retired EMS people that are here that have gone on to other jobs, but they're not afraid to get in the mess. They'll get in there and do the procedure, do what needs to be done. And they're going to get in the pit with the person in that weakness or in that struggle, and they're going to take you to victory. That's what they're doing. They're working on getting you to victory. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Yeah. Amen. And so go back and listen to Wednesday if you didn't, and you'll get all that. But let me just tell you this. Holy Spirit is the most important person in your life. He's the most, you're saying, well, the Bible is. He wrote the Bible. He'll help you understand it. Amen. I've moved quite a few times since I've lived here. Different places in the area. I've lived on Lake Buchanan, lived on Lake Marble Falls, lived on, LBJ Lake. I've lived out in the country a couple of times. I've lived in Meadow Lakes. I've lived a lot of places in 20 years. And you know what I hate most about moving? Is if you move and then you have to rent a storage. I want my stuff. I want my stuff to go with me. I don't want to have to think about it that it's over in the storage. That means you probably need to get rid of some stuff. But anyway, you want your stuff to go with you. So, you don't really want to do that. Well, Holy Spirit came to move in. Okay? Mm-hmm. He came to move in. And he's glad to be there in you. He's glad to be. However, he needs room to bring his stuff.
Well, that's good.
And he may not be able to bring his stuff until you get some of your stuff out.
That's good.
Praise the Lord. But we're commanded to be filled with the Spirit. The good news is that once he's in there, he can expand you. And you can have more. You can just have more. You can have more of him. He'll expand you. You can be overflowing with the Spirit of God. I like that. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. See, he dwells in you and he shall be in you. What a blessing. Shall be in you. He's in you right now. If you're a born again Christian, he's in you right now. And then if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, at some point you overflowed. But you keep being filled with the Spirit and you keep overflowing all of the time. That's why we have these worship services. That's why we played Ray Jean, so you could see how people who get to overflowing behave. You don't have to behave like that all the time. I'm just saying you can be filled with the Spirit and be who you are sitting there, but you're going to find out that eventually the Spirit does kind of do something to your body. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I'll leave that alone right now. Anybody in here like pancakes? Is anybody in here like blueberry pancakes? Can I get a witness? Okay. So I actually don't like blueberry pancakes, but you do. Okay. So, but there's two ways you can have blueberry pancakes. Number one, they make the pancake and then they dump the blueberries on top of it. You know, the other way you can make them is if you cook the blueberries in the pancake. Oh, did you hear that? Yes. Yeah. And so when they come out, they're already in there. And because you want them in there because you want a piece of that blueberry every time you take a bite.
Yeah.
Right? You know, Old Testament people, the people in the Old Testament, they had the blueberries on them. They had Holy Spirit on them. But we had the blueberries baked inside. We have the blueberries baked inside. So nothing in life can take a bite out of you without hitting a blueberry. Nothing in life can take a bite out of you without hitting the Holy Spirit. He's right there, full up in there, in every bite. Ha ha, devil.
That's right.
You just hit the Holy Spirit. You shouldn't have messed with me. Because now you've hit the light.
Yeah.
Hey, you may get knocked down, but you're getting up. It may feel like you got knocked. You're getting right back up. Holy Spirit's going to take care of you. Holy Spirit's going to see you to the next place. Holy Spirit's going to get in there. God's going to do the work. But the thing is you're going to be better than you were. Listen, the brook dried up. He just got moved to another place.
Yeah.
And got fed and got taken care of.
That is right.
It doesn't matter if your brook dried up. Maybe it was time to move to a new place or position or whatever it is. Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be concerned about that. You just move forward. Amen. Praise the Lord. We mentioned Wednesday that we want to be drinkers and not thinkers. It's not that we don't use our mind, but we need to learn to use our mind correctly. Why we're saying drinkers is because the Bible says do not be drunk with wine, but be constantly being filled with the Spirit. So we're drinking. When we worship, we're drinking. We're drinking. When we're praising God, when we're praying, we're drinking. If you pray both ways, if you pray in the Spirit where he's talking, amen. And so, you begin to drink, you begin to feel, and all of a sudden you get these thoughts that you might not have had before. You decide to go somewhere where you didn't go before, and then you meet that somebody. Or you decide to go to Victory Church today, even though they're not really your kind of church. But you decided to go, and then you found out that Holy Spirit was there, and he showed up, and then your life began to change because the favor of God got off on your life, because the favor of God is all in the Holy Ghost, and now your life is going to go up, up, up.
Glory to God. Thank you for it.
So we'll be better thinkers. And, you know, we want the mind of Christ. We want the anointed one's thoughts. So our part is to yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield in the Greek means this: when a soldier presents himself to his commanding officer for orders. That's how you yield to the Spirit. Now, there are basically four things to yielding. We must recognize, we must respect, we must receive, and we must respond. Okay? Recognize, respect, receive, and respond. Say that with me. Recognize, respect, receive, and respond. So you have to recognize the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:19 actually, it says, quench not the Spirit. Don't quench the Spirit. Don't suppress the Spirit. Don't restrain the Holy Ghost. Can I call him Holy Ghost in a church like this? Amen. And so don't restrain the Holy Spirit. Stephen said in Acts 7:51, he said, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in your hearts and ears. You always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did so. You also do. So when we're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit, we override anything that he wants to say.
Right. Right.
See? Well, I'm not doing that. Well, I'm embarrassed. I don't want to hear what he has to say because I want to do it this way. Now, don't resist him. He has the better way. Church, I think the God of the universe knows better than we do.
Right.
He knows better. He knows how to get it done, and he knows how to get it done easy. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be. Life shouldn't be that hard.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. So Ephesians 4:30 says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. So we learn to recognize Holy Spirit and welcome him into our daily lives. I think years and years ago, you old timers will know, remember Benny Hinn's book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
You wake up, that's who you're talking to. That's the God part that you're talking to. You can say Jesus, you can say Father, but it's being transmitted through Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, you know, we used to sing a song, Welcome Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Remember that song? We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Get power for the day. Get strength for the day. Hello, Holy Spirit. Hello, Lord. Hello, Lord. What are you thinking about today? What are you doing? He'll give you some instructions. He'll bless you. He'll just tell you something great. And sometimes you say, what should I do here? And he'll say, your choice. Well, he'll start trusting you as you begin to think like him. Amen. So the next thing we do is respect Holy Spirit. What you want, baby, I got. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking is for just a little respect.
Just a little bit.
Hey, baby. Now, you're God's baby. Don't take that wrong. Respect. God's looking for some respect. He is who he is. And you can be very casual with him. He will be in the boat today when you're fishing. He'll be there. And he'll be having fun with you. Absolutely. But there's a place of honor and respect that we always need to remember. And so, you know the song that I was singing, and it's about a woman who wants a man to respect her, of course. But God's looking for respect. He's looking for that respect. He's looking to be honored. Why? Why? Does he have an ego problem that he needs to be respected? No, he does not have an ego problem. He's the biggest one in the universe, and he knows that if you look to him, your life will be better.
That's right.
Amen. So he's looking for respect. He's the greater one who lives on the inside of us. And so we honor him. Nothing wrong with that lady looking for respect. It's right for us to respect one another.
Right.
And I know the song says so much more. But the truth is respect is a good thing when it comes to Holy Spirit. Yeah. He should be reverenced. I've thought many times about putting a little sign on the door, enter with honor.
That's good.
Enter with honor. Now, we can have fun. We can have fun and say fun things and do fun things, but there is still a place of honor when the Holy Spirit is moving. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, respect the Holy Spirit. Next, receive Holy Spirit. Now, listen, church. Holy Spirit can do more in 5 minutes than you can do in 5 years. He can break through some things that could have taken you 5 years to break through. When favor of God is on your life and you're facing some sort of challenge and you need a breakthrough with a person or something, in 5 minutes he can tear a wall down. He can take it down. It could take you 5 years to get through to people. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we need to reverence him and we need to receive him. And there are so many things that demand and command our time. Feelings are the voice of your body. Reason is the voice of your mind. Your conscience is the voice of your spirit. You're listening to all of this. And the Spirit of God will not force himself into your life or on your life. He's a gentleman. He goes where he's invited. So we have to receive him and we have to make room for him. Amen. So we receive him and we make room for him. Smith Wigglesworth said, no full gospel Holy Ghost person should ever get out of bed in the morning without being filled with the Holy Spirit and getting lost in the Holy Spirit and praying in the Holy Spirit. Isn't that good? Praise the Lord. We need to respond to the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. That's who you respond to, Father. You respond to Spirit. You're responding. The Holy Spirit is not just going to make us do anything. You have to respond to him. When he gives you an unction, respond. When he unctions you to go do something, respond. See, he prompts us. That's what an unction is. He's prompting you. Do this. You give this. Go say this to that person. Go to church today. Go to camp. Go to whatever it is. Go see this client. I'm looking at faces and going down the line here. Say this to this client. Amen. Get ready for this. Do this. He'll prompt you as you go. It's so important to respond to him. Amen. And he will actually help you as you do that. So it's our decision. And when we do it, we will avoid trouble. In every area of our lives, because he knows everything. He can get you to avoid a certain road and you won't be stuck behind traffic for, or in an accident. Amen. And then on the other side of that, he could lead you right to something that belongs to you, right to your treasure. So, one of my favorite verses is 2 Timothy, and you've heard me quote this over and over and over, 1:12. It says, for this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Whatever you're committing to him, I believe him. I believe he will protect me and stay with me and look after me and show me the next steps. He will do that. Anybody else feel the same way? He's well able to help us. Amen. I know whom I have believed. How many of you have a piano in your house? How many of you have had a piano in your house? How many of you took piano lessons? Gosh. Wow. So many people. All those moms. What? I should have. Let me scan the room, Danny. We'll find that person. So the piano is it's interesting. I'm sure you know this, that pianos some are sweeter sounding than others. Have you noticed that? Same true with guitars. I noticed that sweet sound on that guitar when you played right in the middle of what Jesse was doing. I was like, ooh, listen to that. I don't know if y'all pay attention to stuff like that, but I grew up with musicians and I want to hear those tones, you know. And me and Deb constantly talk about, did you notice that certain drum beat there? You know, we just talk about, hey, listen to that right there. Listen to how he played the bass on that. I mean, we talk about stuff like that. I don't know if you do, but we do. There's particularly some songs that I really like the bass on. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about that right now. But, so, The piano has a certain sweet sound, and what we find is that manufacturers prefer wood from spruce trees that grow in the highest part of the mountains. And the higher the altitude, the colder it is up there, of course. The north wind makes it difficult for the trees to grow. And so as a result, the wood grain usually grows stronger and finer. They have to fight harder to grow on the north side of the mountain, okay? And so the piano manufacturers prefer the wood that comes from those trees because they're stronger and the wood produces a sweeter sound. Did y'all know that? See, you learned something today. Praise the Lord. So my point is here is sweeter music comes from trees that are sometimes in the most difficult environments. You're like, whoa, Pastor, this doesn't sound like you. Just give me a minute. I know what you're thinking. What? Wait a minute. See, many times, how word of faith you are, how Holy Ghost you are, you're going to face some difficult situations and they're going to threaten to destroy you in some way. But if we believe God and we feed on the Word and we listen to the Holy Ghost, He's going to strengthen us in every situation.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit, listen. You know what I've told you over and over. There's three things that bring on the storms.
Mm-hmm.
Your bad choices, other people's bad choices, and you live in this world. But here's the thing. There's answers to all those. And immediately when a storm comes, Holy Spirit's trying to get you out of it, not leave you in it.
That's good.
But on the way, you could work out.
Yep. True. That's right.
You can work out on it. It'll make you stronger. Amen. I'm getting ahead of myself, but he'll strengthen your inner man. And he'll enable you to stand when you need to stand in a season where you're stepping through something. Not supposed to stay in it. Not supposed to live in it. A hard situation, listen to me. A hard situation will not make you stronger. Kelly lies in that song. It's not true. She says, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Nuh-uh. No, that's not true.
No. Nope.
What makes you stronger is when you get right with God in it.
Yes.
God is the strength in it.
Yes.
God makes you stronger.
Right.
But I know people who got weaker and weaker in hard situations.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kelly, if you watch this today. But I'm not talking about Kelly Copeland. Everybody's like, who's Kelly? You know, Kelly Clarkson, you know. Okay. She's probably watching, so. Hey, but here's the truth. It's not the hard thing that makes you stronger. It's the God in the hard thing. So then you take His strength and you go, no. You keep working out. You keep working out. No, you're not getting in. No, you're not getting. No. And you'll end up being stronger. And when the next time comes around and the same old devil has the same old lie, you won't fall for it so easy and you'll kick him out a lot faster. So the north side of the mountain, I'll say it like this. What the devil meant for harm, God will turn for good. Let me say it like that. That's the easiest way to say it. You don't need to get weaker and weaker. You can get stronger and stronger. The devil does mean destruction. He wants destruction for you, but we turn to God and we come out. You're going to end up playing sweet music. You'll end up playing sweet music. Today we play a part in that sound that comes. We play a part in it.
Yeah.
The sound that comes from your life, you play a part in that. You have to be that spruce tree. You have to work out. You have to do it. You have to use your faith in every situation. You may physically make some changes. You may physically, mentally make some changes. That's okay. He comes with an attack. It's not yours. Well, I feel like I'm a failure because I got sick. Wait a minute. First of all, you don't go back and look at that. You're not going back to look and blame who did what. You just start coming out.
There you go.
I know whom I have believed.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And you start working on coming out. The devil wants you to focus on that. Well, why haven't you got your healing yet? Some of your good friends, maybe in this church, may think to themselves, well, now, Pastor, you ought to have already be healed of that. What's going on? Don't you have any faith? You better watch out talking like that.
Yeah.
About anybody. I'll use myself because, you know. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So if you get attacked, you'll come back.
Yes.
Just get in God and start moving in God and flowing in God. You'll be all right.
Yes.
Keep moving forward with Him. I felt like I needed to say that for somebody. Thank you, Jesus. So if we're going to be a part of the sound that comes from our lives, what will we do? Well, this is what we're going to do. James 1, verse 2 through 4. James 1, 2 through 4. Well, actually, we're going to read just that one scripture there. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, and let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, what? 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 Lacking nothing. Now, let's take this apart just for a minute. Well, we did go to four, that's right. My brethren, count it all joy. Oh boy, I'm having troubles and trials. No! First of all, rebuke those things. You count the joy. You don't have joy because you're in it. You have joy because you're going to come out of it. One joy, two joy, three joy, four joy, five joy, six joy, seven joy, eight joy, nine joy. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. Because this is not mine.
Right.
Remember the termite story that I just told y'all. Jeff saw what he thought was some termites in our barn. I'm not asking who put them there. I don't think John and Jeff went out there and went, let's let out some termites. It's my job just to see that they're gone. But guess what? The termites are not in me. I'm the spirit. They're just in the house. They're just around the house. That's not me. I'm a spirit. I have a body, I have a soul, but the termites haven't gotten into me. I'm okay. One joy, two joy, three joy. Well, so and so did. One joy, two joy, three joy. I got sick and I just feel bad. One joy, two joy, three joy. Well, I ran out of money. One joy, two joy, three joy. Rejoice. Come on, rejoice, 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 rejoice. Just keep rejoicing. No, glory to God, I'm not going down. I've got the one who takes care of everything. And you just begin to rejoice in it. Count it all joy in the fact that you're not going down because a trial came.
That's good.
I rejoice because I know my Redeemer lives. And it says, let patience have her perfect work that you may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. Class, you know what I'm going to tell you here. The Bible says that Abraham received his promises through faith and patience. Now listen, God is not teaching you patience through the trial. I'm going to teach you patience right now by the Holy Spirit. Patience is a consistent way of living. It is not waiting on God. Patience is a consistent way. Are you hearing me? Everybody hear me? Because don't come to me and say, well, you know, I'm going through this trouble and I just believe the Lord is teaching me patience. Stop it. That's not patience. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. It's a force. You employ it. And you make it work. You employ joy. You employ peace. Shalom. You employ it. You turn it on. You produce it. You produce patience. The Holy Spirit produces it through you. The fruits get into your spirit. And the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience.
Yeah.
Kindness, gentleness, you know. Okay, so self-control. Now, so all of those things, they're forces in life. You know how to learn them? I'm just teaching you. I'm teaching you about patience right now. Employ it. John is an employee of the church. And so he had a task this week of putting up some new lamps. Did you see them? Outside. They're pretty, aren't they? The little black lamps. Glory to God. So we employed him to do that. So when you employ patience, you say, no, I don't care how this looks. I'm consistent. God has me. I'm consistent. No. Lack? No. No lack. No, you can't stay here. That's a spirit. Lack, get out in Jesus' name. Well, the next day, it looks like it's still there. I'm not moved.
That's right.
If it looks like it the next day, I'm not moved. I'm not moved. So I am healed. I've had a situation since Thanksgiving. And I am healed. The Lord told me I was healed. Everybody here knows I'm healed. The symptom is still there. I'm healed. What is it? What's bothering you? I'm healed. That's the consistent way of living. Yeah, but you, no. Health is mine. The rest of it comes in from the outside. The symptoms are from the outside. I am healed and I'm not getting off it. I'm healed. I am prosperous and I'm not getting off of it. Well, but what if you took a loss? I would still be prosperous.
Yeah, that's right.
Church, if everybody here left and we had to close the doors, and I quit getting a paycheck from Victory Church or from the other places I preach or from partners, if all of it shut down, I would still be prosperous because I'm a giver. And I have this.
Yes, that's right.
You can come back. You will come back. You will be all right. The only thing is you're going to be better than you were. I'm going to listen to this myself. I just like, glory to God. Don't lose your joy.
Nope.
Patience. Can you put that scripture back up there? Click. Let patience have its perfect work. Keep standing.
Yes.
Having done all the stand, stand. Stand.
Yes.
No, can't have it. No, devil, you're not getting my joy.
That's right.
You remember what Brother Sabell taught us?
Yeah.
What?
He
if he can't steal your joy, he can't steal your stuff. He can't steal your life. He can't steal your marriage. He can't steal this church. He can't steal your health. He can't steal anything if you keep your joy.
Right.
Well, I really don't feel like rejoicing. I really feel more like crying or cussing. Well, see, those are feelings. And they're not in charge. You're in charge. And you can get happy.
Amen.
You can just get happy. You're alive. You're breathing. You got people around you that love you. God will send somebody and somebody will help you. I mean, when the brook dried up for the prophet, what happened? There was a widow that helped him. Sustained him. Birds sustained him. That's going to be a little hard on Amanda and Danny. They don't like birds very much, but a bird of the air could, a satellite could, or an angel could. Or, you know, if a bird came with $100 bill in his mouth, you'd probably take it. Just say, just drop it and don't get close. Don't touch me. Just drop the money. I get tickled at them about birds. Well, you know, you don't really like stuff flying in your face. I get that. Praise the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. I know my Redeemer lives. 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. You are anointed. You're anointed right now. You can do it. You can come up. Well, why am I not coming up? Because you just need to start doing this. Get some joy in your life. Get some happiness in your life. Rejoy. Rejoy. You'll have to restart sometimes. You rejoice. Rejoice. Some of y'all right now looking at me look like you're on jury duty. You should try to just put a smile on your face. Try to turn these sides up.
Glory to God.
God is good. See, you have to hook into that. You have to attach to that. Don't let the devil drag you down his road. They used to say, that old timers used to say, don't let the devil ride in your car because he'll want to drive. And that is the truth. He'll start wanting to take over. So just say, get out. I don't pick up hitchhikers. And move forward. Amen. Just move forward. No? Lord, you show me what to do. Lord, you're going to do it. You will reveal to me what to do. I'll come right back. Have you ever noticed that rich people, a lot of times they go under and they come right back? Why? It's in them. Well, the richest one is in you. You'll be all right. The healthiest one is in you. The smartest one is in you. He's the smartest one. He'll do it. Amen. Spirit of God lives in us. He's here to help us in every area of our lives. We just need to learn to recognize, respect, receive, and respond the Holy Spirit. We yield to the anointing that's on the inside of us. You just can just take a minute. Like right now. Just take a minute right now. Thank you, Lord. I'm responding to you. I yield to you right now. Thank you, Lord. You'll give me concepts, ideas, inventions. Show me what to do health-wise. You'll lead me. You'll guide me. You'll give me words to say. Words to say. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. We yield to that anointing. The Holy Spirit will lead us, church. He'll instruct us, and he'll teach us as we recognize, respect, receive, and respond. You receive this today?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.